His divine grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Kisa Anathako Devaish Linda Kisa. This Kantandra Chai's divine grace Srila Prabhupada Kisa. Gaur Premanandi! All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutala Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namo Namaste Sarasati Devi Guru Vani Vijayana Vini Vishnu Shri Vani Pashachi Devi Satyana. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, Chapter 8, Prayers of Queen Kunti, text number 38. So, word meanings, ke, who are, vayam, we, nama, rupa, byam, without fame and ability, yadubi, with the yadus, saha, along with, pandava, and the pandavas, bhavata, your. Adarshanam, absence, yarhi, as if, Rishikanam, of the senses, eva, like, isitu, of the living being. Kevayam nama rupabhyam.
Kevayam nama rupabhyam.
Yadubhi sahapandava.
Yadubhi sahapandava.
Bhavato darshanam yahi.
Bhavato darshanam yahi.
Rishikanam ishitu.
Rishikanam ishitu.
Kevayam nama rupabhyam. Darshanam yahi.
Bhavato darshanam yahi.
Rishikanam iveshitu.
Rishikanam iveshitu.
Kevayam nama rupabhyam.
Kevayam nama rupabhyam.
Yadubhi sahapandava.
Yadubhi sahapandava.
Bhavato darshanam yahi.
Bhavato darshanam yahi.
Rishikanam iveshitu.
Rishikanam iveshitu.
Kevayam namarupabhyam.
Kevayam namarupabhyam.
Yadubhi sahapandavah.
Yadubhi sahapandavah.
Bhavato darshanam yahi.
Bhavato darshanam yahi.
Rishikanam iveshitu.
Rishikanam iveshitu.
Kevayam namarupabhyam.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. As the name and fame of a particular body is finished with the disappearance of the living spirit, similarly, if you do not look upon us, all our fame and activities, along with the Pandavas and Yadus, will end at once. Purport. Kunti Devi is quite aware that the existence of the Pandavas is due to Sri Krishna only. The Pandavas are undoubtedly well established in name and fame and are guided by the great King Yudhisthira, who is morality personified, and the Yadus are undoubtedly great allies, but without the guidance of Lord Krishna, all of them are non-entities. As much as the senses of the body are useless without the guidance of consciousness. No one should be proud of his prestige, power, and fame without being guided by the favor of the Supreme Lord. The living beings are always dependent, and the ultimate dependable object is the Lord himself. We may, therefore, invent by our advancement of material knowledge all sorts of counteracting material resources, but without being guided by the Lord, all such inventions end in fiasco. However strong and stout the reactionary elements may be. Srila Prabhupada, can you say? Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namana Namaste Saraswati Devi Gurvam Vichvam Nirvashesha Srinivani Prasthati Krishna Om Agana Dhanam Vishnu Dhanam Janasala Chakshin Muni Tami Matakma Shri Guru Maha. So in this verse, and in Srila Prabhupada's purport, we're getting very, very important lesson in what is Krishna consciousness, how this world operates, how the spiritual energy operates. Very, very important instruction here. And by Krishna's arrangement, it also coincides with instruction we can learn from the Markani Bhagavat Dharma prayer offered by Srila Prabhupada when he arrived in the U.S. on this day. So we're going to talk a little bit about the reality of the world and try to read also some other sections of Prabhupada's prayer, arrival prayer. And then I hope to, by the class, paint a picture for you of what is spiritual and what is material. So, Kunti Devi's lesson, it can be simply stated to be that we are dependent beings and we're dependent upon Krishna for anything and everything. To the degree that we think that we are independent in accomplishing any task, that is the illusory energy of the Lord. It's a natural condition. And it's important to understand that what Kunti Devi is saying represents normal life. What is normal life? Without the consciousness that she expresses and the instructions how to live and think about ourselves, our activities in the world around us. Without that, it's simply illusion that we're subjecting ourselves to. We are dependent beings and we're dependent upon Krishna, and that is normal life. Otherwise, life is not normal, as we hope to illustrate. So the lesson is that, I'll read it from the purport. Without guidance of Lord Krishna, all of them are non-entities. As much as the senses of the body are useless without guidance of consciousness. Whenever we do any activity, big or small, we are not the independent doer. We're doing it by the grace of the Supreme Lord. Now that's often easy to forget because of the factor of ahankar or false ego. false ego is such, so deeply ingrained in our material being that we take it that we're independent and we can act independently. Pakate kuyamana ni gunai kamana savasa ahankar gunudatna kata hunti namina manite. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that the bewildered spirit soul thinks that he's the doer of activities which in actuality are carried out by material nature. That's the ahankara state, the bewildered state. And it puts us in a very awkward position, this bewildered state puts us in a very awkward position. But let's first try to understand more about how we're dependent upon Krishna. And to do that, since today is the arrival day of Srila Prabhupada in America, we can study his prayer. And see how he perceived how things would happen. He describes, and I'll just read various verses from the prayer. Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudeva. I do not know how they will be able to understand it. When Prana Govinda was reading, what did he say it would be the key factor so they would be able to understand it? Anybody remember? Yes. Yes. If he desires them to be delivered, they'll be delivered. That's a very, very important understanding, that things that happen in this material world as well as in the spiritual world happen because of Krishna's desire, his sanction. Without his sanction, nothing can happen. And Prabhupada explains that in this prayer. I wish that you may deliver them. Prabhupada, just picture. We're actually, when we see Prabhupada arriving in America, we're viewing a miracle. We're viewing the spiritual energy at work. It's nothing material about it. It's completely spiritual. It's based on Prabhupada's pure desire, spiritual desire. And it's based upon the supreme potent factor in doing anything, the Supreme Lord, for fulfilling that desire. And so when we see that he came and arrived on the shores, we're actually viewing the spiritual energy at work. It's not a material thing. He says, I wish you to deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only they will be able to understand your message. The fortune that all of us have received, that Prabhupada desires us to be Krishna conscious, is the greatest fortune we could ever imagine. Prabhupada desires, and we benefit, even if we don't desire. Must be described somewhere that Prabhupada drags us back to Godhead kicking and screaming that we don't want to go. But his desire is so strong. By his desire and by Krishna's sanction, things happen. And so he talks about this toward the end in some famous verses, famous stanzas that Prabhupada didn't read. He says, Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure as you like. Not only in Prabhupada's activities, but in everyone's activities. We desire, man proposes, God disposes. So, if it's the Lord's desire, then it'll be a success or failure. One of the greatest problems in this material world is that people feel inadequacy, and therefore there's all kinds of anxiety and depression about doing everything. They go to work, they don't know, will I be able to do my job today? Will I be able to solve the problem? Will I be a success in life? Will I make money? Will I be able to graduate from school? All these plans that we have, if we think of them without connection to the Supreme Lord, who's the ultimate sanctioner for all of these activities, then simply anxiety is created. And as Prabhupada said, we think ourselves happy, but in actuality, there's something different going on. And I'm going to read some statistics to you that can give you some idea of what actually is going on instead of the so-called sham of material happiness, what this material world actually looks like. But let's finish Prabhupada's transcendental activities here. O spiritual master of the worlds, I can simply repeat your message. So if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their heart, they will certainly feel enlightened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. O Lord, just as a puppet in your hands, I am just like a puppet in your hands. So if you brought me here to dance, then make me dance. O Lord, make me dance as you like. I have no devotion, nor have I any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhaktivedanta. Now, if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhaktivedanta. So you can see how dependent Prabhupada was thinking of himself. That's actually normal life, because that's the facts of how this world and how the Supreme Lord operates. As I said, man proposes, God disposes. It's his power of doing things that make this world happen. We don't have that power. We can desire. We can desire only. And if our desires are in line or please the Supreme Lord, then anything can be accomplished. Anything can be accomplished. Even the impossible task of a 70-year-old man with no contacts in the U.S. and no support base in India to get on a steamship and sail halfway around the world and land in New York, a place where Boston or New York, same, a place that are mainly controlled by the modes of passion and ignorance, and success, and have success in success in giving a transcendental message to these conditioned souls. How is it possible? It's not possible. Materially speaking, it's not possible. But by the mercy of Krishna, anything can happen. Now, we may not be ready to get on a steamship and sail someplace and start the Hare Krishna movement. But whatever we do, however big or small, we have to learn this lesson that Queen Kunti is explaining, that we are dependent beings and we're dependent on the mercy of Krishna for anything and everything that we do. Anything and everything that we do. That's normal life. And if we do that, Prabhupada says here, we can be happy. But if we don't do that, let me give you a picture of what the world looks like, really, outside the propaganda that the world exists, how the world is. The five most common mental illnesses. Number one, depression. You know how many people depression impacts? 300 million people. 300 million people suffer from depression. The next, anxiety. And these are statistics that are readily available on the internet. So you can look them up if you think I'm exaggerating. The next is anxiety. 40 million adults in the U.S., or 18.1% of the population every year, have an anxiety disorder. The next, bipolar affective disorder, affects 60 million people worldwide. Schizophrenia and other affect 23 million people worldwide, and dementia affects 50 million people worldwide. This is what the world actually is, how it's affected. Not the happy, wonderful place that we hope and project it to be. It's a sham. Don't buy it. Material life is characterized here in a real sense. But there's more. When we don't see God or Krishna as the sixth factor that leads to success or failure in our activities, we suffer from these types of mental anxieties, mental disorders. And it's just a sham that's described in Bhagavad Gita, Ishvaro Aham Aham Bodhi. I am the Lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. I am the richest man, surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. This is the mentality of when false ego starts to degenerate more and more and be influenced by the modes of passion and ignorance that Prabhupada pointed out when he saw when he came to Boston Harbor. It degenerates into this type of mentality, where I'm powerful and happy, I'm an enjoyer, I'm perfect. Do those five mental disorders sound like this? No. But this is what life in the material world really is in terms of Maya. We think in terms of these things. I'm the Lord, I'm the enjoyer, I'm perfect, powerful, and happy. That is seeing the illusory energy at work, not the spiritual energy. And part of that, just to break your illusion a bit, if you're attached to thinking that that's what life is really about, being perfect, powerful, and happy, a few more statistics. The failure rate of businesses, the U.S. Government Bureau of Labor Statistics says that 20% of all new businesses fail within 2 years, 45% in 5 years, and 65% of new businesses, startups, where you can be perfect, powerful, are over, 65% are over in 10 years. Only 25% of businesses make it to the 15th year. So if you're thinking starting a business, your own business is a way to happiness, think again. again, if you're not thinking of Krishna, if you're thinking of Krishna, then there's a different story. You understand that he's the doer. But without Krishna, these are the bare facts. Relationships. Now check the data if you want, but data I have shows 99% of all relationships fail. If you're looking for the perfect, you know, person out there, you have a 1% chance. 99% of all relationships fail. Of course, we also understand that 100% of all relationships fail because mrityu, death, is there. Death will end all of our relationships in this world. So don't have the illusion that these things can last forever. Of course, there are instructions like this in the Bhagavatam too. It's not just we have to get mundane statistics. We have Pururava. He was so attached to Urjasri that when she left him, he spent eons, even the change of the millennium. He couldn't give up the desire. He was still consumed with it. And his life was miserable. How much did he enjoy compared to his suffering? This is the reality of material life. And of course, there's all kinds of government failures that lead to so many difficulties, people dying. So that's material world. That's the picture of Maya. When we see these things, when we look at the world, we should look at it through the lens of Shastra and understand that there are so many difficulties. But if we look through the eyes of Shastra, like Queen Kunti did, what will we see? We'll see her asking for the miseries to come again and again, because it gives her an opportunity to see the Lord again and again. So she didn't see all the miseries. Neither will we see and experience the miseries at the rate that we're doing now as we become more Krishna conscious. So we should invest ourselves in accepting the help of the Supreme Lord. Sometimes the person in ignorance is so proud, they won't accept help from anybody. We're kind of like that in this material world, struggling very hard, as it describes in Bhagavad Gita, struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind, and meeting so many miseries, but it's like the old play they used to do on the Sunday feast. There was two banks of a river, and one man was on one side suffering terribly, and on the other side there was a Sankirtan party, dancing and chanting in the holy name of the Lord. And they were inviting the man to come. All he had to do was go across the river and come and join them. But he was refusing. He was refusing, finding so many excuses not to do that. So when we take this vision that's given in the Shastra, given in this lesson by Queen Kunti, how the Supreme Lord himself is the most dependable object, and we depend upon him in all our activities, and we see the world as through the eyes of Shastra, this dependency that's described in the Shastra, then that's our normal life. That's the happy life we're looking for. So we have to be convinced of this and cultivate knowledge so we come to understanding this. And in that way, we can be happy in this life. And next life, we can go back home, back to Godhead. So are there any questions, comments, reflections about these subject matters? The silence means consent. So don't complain. If you don't have a question now, you can't complain later. Okay? You want to ask from my Bhagavatam?
Yeah.
Shisha Prabhu, what was the number five? You said depression, anxiety, schizophrenics, dementia, and the number five was there?
There were five. Depression, anxiety, bipolar.
Oh, bipolar.
Schizophrenia and dementia. How did he pay for his ticket to Butler, Pennsylvania? Because $8 he got. Okay, how did Prabhupada pay for his ticket to Butler? The sponsor, Gopal Agarwal in Butler, had contacted an organization called Travelers Aid. And so ultimately, after Prabhupada got off the ship, he met the representative from Travelers Aid. And that gentleman or person from that agency got him on the bus to Butler, Pennsylvania. So that's how he got in Butler, Pennsylvania. So Patsy already answered. So just that one? Okay, question. Okay, with the mother and cat, mother cat and the mother monkey analogy, seems like we need to balance our dependence and effort. Can you expand on that? Well, the mother cat carries the kitten in her mouth. So the kitten is given some assistance. And whereas the monkey mother, small little monkey has to hold on for dear life as the mother jumps through the jungle or the wires of the city. So dependency and effort. Well, we're dependent upon Krishna. We have to first of all understand that. And then we don't stop and just become inactive. We're active, just like Prabhupada was active in desire to spread Krishna consciousness. So he made tremendous efforts in that, but with the consciousness of dependence. This is ultimately Krishna's instruction to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. He says, to think of me and fight. In other words, place your dependence, your security, your faith in me, and then engage in your activity. So the dependency is full dependency on the Supreme Lord. And actually, we see that in Prabhupada's arrival prayer also. He says that, I have full faith in the holy name. The daunting task was before him that required unlimited amounts of effort. but his dependency expressed by his dependency, full faith in the holy name of the Lord. So that's where we can place our faith. Thinking of Krishna, he says, think of me and fight. Chant the holy name of Krishna, and chant the holy name of Krishna, and undertake so many activities for pleasing the Supreme Lord. So having full faith, being assured of that, with the Supreme Lord backing you up and doing unlimited things to please him, that combination works. Yes, he sold books to Captain Pundi also, but he also met the agent from the Traveler's Aid Society, and that way got on the bus to Butler. Hare Krishna.